Got my pencil.
Or what's a slang word you might use that means stole? Who?
Swiped my pencil.
Or have you ever heard who snitched?
Well, yes, I've heard that word.
But would you use it in that
particular? I don't think I'd ever use it.
All right, if someone had introduced you to someone and you had forgotten about it, you might say, I've forgotten about that, but now
I remember him. I remember seeing him.
And then someone might say to you, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember him.
You might say, I have just him a letter.
Written him a letter.
And yesterday he
wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write
to him.
Write one to him.
And I expect an
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and
address it.
I want to write to someone. Do you know his
address?
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he's learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you ask him, who
taught you how to whistle?
When are you going to Miami? Someone might ask you. And you might say, right now we're next Wednesday.
Or right now we're undecided.
No, right now we're next Wednesday.
We're going next Wednesday.
Or someone asks you if you've put up that new fence yet. You say, no, but I pretty soon.
I will pretty soon. Or I intend to put it up pretty soon.
If a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, now don't you go to mother and
tattle, or you're a tattletale if you tell mama.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and
pick flowers.
Something a child might play with. There's different names for something you'd buy and something you'd make at home. What would you call something you'd buy for a child to play with?
A toy.
But if you made something at home and used things around the house to put it together, what might you call it?
A play toy.
And have you ever heard the expression of play pretty?
Yeah, that means for the children to play pretty, not for us.
But you've never heard it referred to as an object that's
no.
A play pretty?
Oh, yes, for a little tiny baby.
Is it used very much here?
No, not really so.
If something happened that you expected, predicted, or afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous, you might say,
don't hurt yourself.
But if you had known it was going to happen and you had told them not to do it because you knew that was going to happen and they did it anyway and it happened, you might say,
I just knew it was going to happen.
Or
I told you not to do that. Or I was afraid you was going to get hurt.
And if you did what I told you not to, you'd get hurt.
And I knew you'd get hurt.
All right, if someone is going to give something to you, a book,